Hello, and welcome to the Computing Conversations column. This column is from the March 2013 issue of IEEE Computer and is titled Pooja Sankar, Building the Piazza Collaboration System. There is supporting video material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan. The Piazza online collaboration tool is quickly becoming a popular way to enhance student interaction and involvement in engineering and computer science courses. Piazza combines features from blogs, wikis, and threaded discussions, resulting in a system that encourages students to answer each other's questions and collectively build knowledge around course materials throughout the duration of the course. Essentially, the tool recreates the kinds of interactions that small face-to-face study groups typically experience when they're covering challenging material in a course. Piazza was built by engineers for engineers. I recently spoke with Pooja Sankar, the founder and CEO of the small startup company that created the collaboration tool in Palo Alto, California. Sankar drew inspiration for Piazza from the issues that she faced as a young woman working on her computer science degree at IIT.
So I did my undergrad, one of very few women in computer science in India, top engineering school, IIT. And I had actually studied in an all-girls high school till college, did not know how to speak to boys, was told never allowed to speak to boys. So when I went to college, I didn't know how to speak to boys, and all my classmates were boys. Studied by myself, felt very isolated, and really felt the frustration of doing assignments by myself and trying to study for exams by myself.
After completing her degree in computer science at IIT, Sankar came to the U.S., got a master's from the University of Maryland at College Park, and then went to Stanford to pursue her MBA. She started to realize that many other factors led to students feeling alone, isolated, and unable to participate in meaningful discussions with their fellow students to help their learning.
And when I went to Stanford Business School for my MBA, I realized today, with technology actually, laptops and high-speed internet everywhere, many students end up studying by themselves and in their dorm rooms. And that feeling of isolation is actually pretty prominent among many young students today. So really, Piazza is meant to simulate the sort of real face-to-face discussion that I witnessed in my undergrad but could not partake in because I was too shy.
As Sankar listened to the entrepreneurs who worked in Silicon Valley and came to her Stanford MBA courses to speak, she decided that she wanted to try her hand at a startup.
Midway through my first year, I took an entrepreneurship class at Stanford. And the one thing that entrepreneurs here in Silicon Valley that who came to speak in our class, the one thing they said is, think about an idea you're passionate about. And for me, that idea was, how can I help students, particularly women studying kind of science and engineering subjects, feel less isolated?
Like all good startups, Piazza began in a garage.
So that summer, between my first and second year of business school, I moved in with my brother and his family, worked out of their garage, built the first prototype of Piazza. I had not done any web development till then, so I picked up a book on Ruby on Rails, had never written a line of HTML or CSS, because all I knew was kind of server technologies, C, C++, you know, how to use GDB. And so I picked up a book on Rails and learned it all and built a site in 10 days. And launched it to one class that fall of 2009.
It was pretty clear that Sankar had created something special as the nascent Piazza product was quickly adopted by engineering classes at Stanford and then outside of Stanford.
That grew to three classes in January of 2010 and about 10 classes at Stanford in 2010 fall. That suddenly grew to 65 classes in spring of 2011, and many of the professors I did not even know. So that was indicating to me that, you know, something was working and students were liking it and professors were liking it. So suddenly I contacted professors at Berkeley and MIT and Princeton and Harvard. And within a month, we had over 20,000 students at these five schools using Piazza.
At this point, Sankar decided it was time to get serious about moving Piazza forward and raised a little over $1 million of seed funding from Sequoia Capital. Sankar's philosophy did not focus on growing as quickly as possible because she was committed to working with her early customers to make sure that the product was right.
Yeah, I definitely lean towards the slow. I truly believe in creating value first, not getting caught up in numbers. In fact, February of 2010, it turned out the founder of TechCrunch was sitting next to me on a plane. And when he did ask me, you know, I'd love to write an article about you, my first kind of knee-jerk reaction was no, because I knew that would bring lots of people to want to use Piazza. Piazza was very, very in its nascent stages of product development, you know. And it was a good call, I think, because that whole year of 2010, I didn't care about numbers. I didn't care about how many students or how many professors. All I cared about was I had a handful of professors and students that I could sit with and learn and watch and observe. Today, I believe that I have very deep empathy. And, you know, I think it's really important to build a product that adds value.
The year 2012 was pretty busy for Sankar and Piazza. The number of schools and students using the tool continued to grow, and the startup raised a second round of $6 million of capital. Adding to this success, Sankar's son Arjun was born in July.
So about 5 months ago, I had a baby son, Arjun. I'm very fortunate that I live with my husband's parents. We all live together. And they, you know, his parents understand that they really, I need their support to be able to run a company while being a mother. And both are very important. I want to be a mother. I want to raise children, bring them, you know, into this role and raise them. At the same time, I really believe in the company that I've built and the impact it's making on students and teachers, and continue to do what I have been doing.
Because Piazza is a small company and has always taken a long-term view of its growth and product development, and the fact that it has a very supportive staff that feels like a second family to Sankar, she's been able to find a balance between all the elements of her life. But in addition to balancing the time between her family and company, Sankar is very careful to make sure that she has time for herself as well.
One thing I really like to do is actually be in another place by myself. So whether that's working out or whether that's going on a long walk, that allows me to pull myself away from the weeds, either for Piazza or for my son. There's a dish, that's the Stanford dish right behind Stanford. I hear Steve Jobs used to go there, and a couple other great people who I derive a lot of inspiration from, but they go there a lot. So I like to walk there a few times a week.
By keeping her life in balance, Sankar is more effective with the time she spends on each of the important elements of her life. By avoiding an all-encompassing sprint towards product growth or excessive focus on revenue, Sankar and Piazza can remain focused on improving the educational experiences of young computer scientists and engineers. This column is from the March 2013 issue of IEEE Computer and is titled Pooja Sankar, Building the Piazza Collaboration System. There is supporting video material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan.